Hey everybody, welcome to Central in Janesville, the sermon podcast for the Janesville campus of Central Christian Church. Today we've got a short devotional podcast to go along with our regular Sunday sermon podcasts. This is your campus pastor, Kellen Anderson. Hey everybody, thanks for joining me for today's devotional. Today we're looking at Proverbs 25, verses 2 and 3. It says, "It is the glory of God to conceal a matter, to search out a matter is the glory of kings. As the heavens are high and the earth is deep, so the hearts of kings are unsearchable." Now, if you're a parent, you've probably experienced the stage of kids asking thousands of questions. And at some point, you just want to say, when they ask another question, you just want to say, "Because." Like, don't ask anymore. I don't want to fully explain my reasons for everything. Sometimes I just want my kid to trust that it's okay and everything is going to be like it should. Proverbs 25:2 reflects this idea that we read in Isaiah 55:9. "As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways and my thoughts than your thoughts." God doesn't have to show us everything as is. If he were to do that, what else would there be to worship? For we ourselves would know all things, and thereby we would essentially be gods ourselves. So by his nature as God, some things he is in the know about, and some things we will never be in the know about. That's where faith comes into play. What happens to your faith when you don't have all the answers in life? Do you automatically assume that the bad that's going to happen to you is an indictment on the nature and character of God? You don't even know what is going to happen 3 minutes from now. You don't always know whether you're going to take the long way to work that has less stoplights or whether you're going to take the short way to work and hope that you hit the lights just right. But God knows the infinite possibilities of what would happen from every choice that you could ever make in life. Even if you were to get off the path that he has planned for your life, if that's even possible, he knows the exact route that you need to get back on that path. No one could ever explain exactly why God would allow your route in life to include the pain that you've had to endure. But allow it, he has. He may conceal the reasons for it, but he does not conceal his goodness from you. You can count on the fact that he is good. The psalmist says it in Psalm 34:8. It says, "Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the one who takes refuge in him." Today, you might be without answers. God may choose to forever conceal those answers from you. But you can take refuge in him. Take refuge in knowing his character. His character was made clear when he came to this earth in the form of a man for the sole purpose of dying for you and for me while we were dead set against him. Romans 5:8 says, "While we were still sinners, that's when Christ died for us." He may conceal some things from you. You may not find a great answer to the problem of evil, but you have a great answer to the hope that you need. Jesus made his love known for you long ago as he cried out in one of his final moments, "Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing." God is God, and he doesn't need to give you all the answers to your present day problems because he's given you all the love that you need for your eternal well-being. Let's trust in that Jesus today. Let's pray. Lord, sometimes I don't know the answers for why it is that I go through the things I go through in life. But God, I pray that in those moments you'd help me to trust you. God, I pray that you'd help every single one of us, no matter what the questions are that we have, that we are facing in this life. God, help us to trust you. Help us to know your character, to know that you are good in all the things that we go through. God, give us that confidence in you today, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks for joining me today. Hope you guys have a great week. We'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast from Central in Janesville. Be sure to subscribe to the Central in Janesville podcast to keep up to date with each of our teachings. Thanks.